Reproach. Reproach is the unhappy name of another healthy, strong camel. It is one of the strongest of the ten and will often be her conveyance. In Psalm 69 and verse 20, a messianic psalm, David writes, "Reproach has broken my heart. I am full of heaviness, and I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none." No matter how competently and successfully the bride riding that camel fulfills a duty, there is always somebody unhappy about what she did and how she did it. She can work with the best intentions and with affection in her heart and still be reproached because she did not do it another way. Reproach and open censure are as certain to follow positive compliance with duty as darkness will surely end the light of day. To fight reproach and even kill it would be to destroy the very beast God sent to carry her through the dreary journey to her new home. Rebecca knew that it would be best to react with kindness to the bitter grumbling of big reproach and just ride silently on its back. It would only make matters worse to complain in return. And in spite of its bad, hurtful reproaches, it was a faithful beast and would carry her in time to one of the best wells on the caravan track. She decided to fill up the time by making up and singing love songs about Isaac, and thereby cover up the rasping voice of the criticizing camel. After all, the name of her beloved, Isaac, meant laughter. So she would laugh at the silly falsities of critical reproach and sing psalms about her wonderful hope. Daily Demands. Daily Demands was the name of a very insistent camel and one that had a most disagreeable temperament. D.D. for short. D.D. keeps its rider continually on guard lest it take a nip out of human flesh whenever possible. It seems to know that its rider is determined to live, and its duty is to make that life overflow with daily duties. Even at night, old D.D. would park itself just outside Rebecca's tent, groaning and grumbling the whole night long, and keep her awake and unfit for the next day. Regardless of how long the list of duties and how pressed for time she is, every night, Daily Demand insists on taking his rest and demands a full third part of the day to sleep, tacked on to the list of other demands. Three times every day, D.D. would make itself known, demanding that its rider make the effort to stop and eat. It was an absolute necessity that a conveyance demanded. Rain or shine, fresh or weary, there comes the insistent command to prepare the victuals and eat. One would like to live through the day journey without riding on that camel, but no. Three times daily, at least, Eliezer transfers Rebecca to that tireless camel for another stint on its back. She thinks how wonderful it would be if they could prepare food for a month at a time, just to skip that camel and not have that necessity for ever moaning and complaining attention. But D.D. insists, so back to the campfire, back to the dirty dishes, and then back to the tyrannical back of Daily Demands. So wearily on the journey goes. Choice was made, and there are no other choices. No matter how joyous the anticipation of meeting Isaac, old spoil sport, Daily Demands will always insist on taking his turn to carry the bride onward. That camel represents the things that must be. Rebecca was every inch human. Splendid as was her character, lovely as was her personality, and great as was her faith, still, she was not transformed into an angel. Daughter-in-law of great Abraham and bride of his son Isaac, she would in time become, but at present, on a long journey, she was only a lonely, weary damsel. Daily Demands was a camel chosen to keep her reminded that in spite of all the coming glories that awaited her with Isaac at the well of Lahai-Roi, she was as yet only Laban's sister and far from home. Sometimes, those that aspire to be in a bridal company try to believe themselves to be and even act like angels, especially when in public. It is amazing how sweetly spiritual some Christian people can act when they get to church and step out of their car. However, if one observed carefully, before they got out of the car, they were quarreling angrily. But as soon as the car is safely located in the churchyard, they put on that sweet, angelic smile and salute their friends with sticky honey in their voice.